My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I was talking to someone a while back who was saying that they had heard a brilliant homily. Yes, some homilies are indeed brilliant. But brothers and sisters, a homily is only great when the congregation acts upon its message and the people are inspired to do great things by it. Other than that, you are just having your ears tickled. And I hope I'm not just wasting your time and tickling your ears today. Here's an interesting question. Why do the power people and eugenics, look that word up, who seem to be running our world, want to destroy life by war and abortion and hate, when science tries to explore the universe for life? Isn't that a contradiction? Have you figured that one out yet? If you have, let's talk sometime. In recent Sunday readings, we are constantly told to live simply and care about others. I will sum this up at the end. So let's continue. Millions of books, songs, and movies have tried to say what love is. The Bible is the book of love we follow and should read often. I have boiled it down to this: the force, which is love, or love as the glue which holds the universe together. The world today tosses around the word love without even knowing what is meant. So today I thought it might be good to try and grasp a broader understanding of what is meant by the word love with this thumbnail sketch. It might surprise you to find out that there are four kinds of love, three of which appear in the Bible. And if we are going to understand Scripture and the biblical world, it is important that we understand what these four kinds of love are and how they differ. To begin with, the Greek word for sexual love or passionate love is eros. And we get English words such as erotic from this. Eros is the name of the Greek god of love, Eros. It seems today that Eros is the god who is worshipped most because of human weakness and a misunderstanding of what people see and have been taught by society at large as true love. It is not the truth, and it is definitely not love. Secondly, the Greek word that refers to the love of our God, the Father, and Creator, because much of Scripture comes from the early Greek language, the most important of the four kinds of love we are acquainted with is agape. Agape is the very nature of God. For our God the Father is love. St. John tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love." In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love. not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as forgiveness and mercy for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Thank you, St. John. The big key to understanding agape love is to realize that it can be known from the action it prompts. In fact, we sometimes speak of the action model of agape love, or God's, the Father's, love for us. People today are accustomed to thinking of love as a feeling, but that is not necessarily the case with agape love. Agape is love because of what it does, and not because of what it feels. So, God loved agape, the world, that he gave his Son. It did not feel good to God to do that, but it was the loving thing to do. It gave us a way back home within our human weakness. The third kind of love is this. Some of the things that God requires of us are not fun, are easy, but need to be done. This kind of love on our level of life is called filial love. Filial. We need friends to stand with us. People who are emotionally connected to us and with whom we can share our deepest thoughts and feelings without being betrayed. Worshiping and giving in groups of caring souls. We all remember that babies who are deprived of touching and love die. St. John also advises us, do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of the Father live forever. And lastly, we Catholic Christians need to have storage love between us as a deep family affection that comforts us and helps us feel connected to our spiritual family. Storage love is the love and affection that naturally occurs between parents and children, and can exist between siblings, and exists between husbands and wives. So there you have it. Eros, or erotic love, which is questionable because there is lust involved and can only be contained in marriage or a celibate life. Agape love, as God's love for us. We belong to God, but have free will. Filial love, our love as a community of believers. And storage love, the love we have for our children and our immediate family. So in summary of our recent readings, the gospel is about being a community of believers who love and care for each other and who worship the real God of love. our Creator Father. The reason we are being persecuted today throughout the world as Christians is because we pursue the truth of our Creator God of love and His Son. Isn't it wonderful to be a soldier of Jesus Christ? Brothers and sisters, look to the relic in the frame before you today in front of our altar. It's right here. Mother Teresa's being canonized is an example of filial love for us to follow this weekend. You can watch the rite on television today on EWTN or Salt and Life TV. And through the grace of God, be inspired by her to love one another. God bless you.